Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
All right, all right. A special edition of Kids Brain. We are rolling 2 minutes early, which is great because we have the studio full of a bunch of students learning about the printing press. Hello, welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Hi.
Do you want to introduce yourself for our audience?
I'm Harley, a.k.a. Hannah, and this is
Iffy.
Hi, Hannah and Iffy.
A.k.a. Harley. Well, my
AKA
real name's Harley.
All right, all right. I'm going to write it down.
Okay.
And, what are you going to do for us today?
We are going to tell you about
the newsroom.
Which is the newspaper room.
Oh, yeah? Which newspaper did you go to?
A lot.
I don't really know.
Was it in this neighborhood? Was it in Catskill or in Hudson?
Yes.
Catskill.
Okay, so you went to a newspaper somewhere in Catskill.
Yes.
All right, we will let our listeners wonder which one.
And we are going to be talking about, like, what we did in it.
All right. What did you do in it?
We
saw a lot of newspapers being made, about 3 billion in 3 hours in one day, which was a lot.
And this guy named Dan gave us a tour around the newspaper. We got to saw the like newspaper machine where they like fold it or something, and we got to see how they put it, the colors in it.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Real cool.
How big was the machine?
Really big.
And they
like,
said it
so
was
so big.
It was like as big as this whole room, bigger. And they said it was small.
Yeah. And like it's so loud you can hardly hear yourself talk or think.
Yeah.
And what so you it was hard to have thoughts.
Yes, really much.
And do you guys read the newspaper?
No.
Sometimes. Well, we do at Kite's Nest.
There's a lot of things you can do with newspapers besides read them, so
yeah.
It's like good they're around.
I like to put paper on them and draw on them.
Yeah.
Cool. And now this is your first time at in the Catskill Community Center radio studio?
Yep. Yes.
Well, welcome. It's very nice to have you guys here. Do you know what this thing is?
No.
I don't either. I think you have to shake it.
What does this do?
That's funny.
So it's Harley and...
Iffy.
A.K.A. Hannah. For me.
All right, I'm writing that down.
My real name's Harley, but I like to be called Hannah.
Yeah.
Why do you like to be called Hannah rather than Harley?
Well, I kind of like the name Hannah a lot. I just like it.
That's fine. I think they're both great. And where'd you get your name Iffy from?
My mom picked it out.
Oh, yeah?
And it's funny because she found it in the newspaper.
Ah, there you go. That's what this day is all about, the newspaper.
Yes.
See, if that newspaper didn't exist, we would just be calling you the person with no name. Well, thanks, Hannah, a.k.a. Harley, vice versa, and Iffy. And we have the studios now filled with some more. Is that... welcome back, Charlotte and Libby. Hi. And do you want to switch off?
Okay. Sure.
All right. I know this week Charlotte
wanted... Bye, everybody.
Charlotte wanted to celebrate silence. So we're gonna squeeze Do you want to have your segment on silence now?
Yes.
All right, can you hear yourselves?
Yeah. I can hear myself in my headphones.
Well, welcome back. We have, as you can see, a jam-packed show today.
Uh-huh.
So for the next couple of minutes, the airwaves will be yours. Do you want to reintroduce yourselves?
Well, I'm Charlotte DeVoice, and then my sister, who doesn't want to introduce herself, I'm going to introduce herself anyway. My sister is Elizabeth DeVoice.
Otherwise, a.k.a. Libby?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. And what do you want to do today on the radio?
I want to do 5 minutes of naming things that are quiet quietly.
All right. We might do a 2.5 minute version.
Yeah.
But everyone's minds, they're easily susceptible to you providing silent things. So So Sam is at your beck and you can tell him if you want less sounds or more sounds.
Yeah. I think it's too loud for
all
silence.
Right. All right. We're going to quiet things down for the next couple of minutes. All right. Let's start whispering. A lonely kitten who's not calling for his mom. Whoa.
That's loud.
We only have a couple more. We only have about, let's go with 30 more seconds of quiet things.
Quiet. A piece of string laying on a table.
Wow, I like that. That is very quiet. But not heavy rope, just string.
An empty room. Painted beige.
But not bright pink, because that's loud.
Yeah.
The mic. That's loud when you touch the mic when we're quiet. Shh.
Okay.
And what's the quietest thing you can think of?
Air. When it's not blowing, just still air.
Still air at room temperature, not hot or cold.
Yeah.
Wow. That is very quiet. Well, Charlotte.
Someone's sleeping.
This is the quietest. This is this radio show has ever been.
Yeah.
Thank you for... You should hang out with all these kids because they have lots of stories to tell, and maybe we'll come back at the end and we can have a loud sing-along. Can we switch out for someone else?
Yes.
Thank you, Libby and Charlotte, for that quiet
Thank
moment.
You.
We are going to slowly get louder. Welcome. Who's in the studio now? Put the headphones on. Don't be scared by the sounds. We're just clearing the air.
Okay, cool.
Welcome. Who are you?
My name is Swag.
Swag. Welcome, Swag.
Hey, I'm Clash. And we do game reviews, game informing, stuff like that.
All right.
So, how are you, Clash?
Good. I'm good. Yeah.
Well, so I've been hearing that you been playing this game called Skyrim. What is that exactly?
Oh, it's a fairly old game. It's 3 years old, and it's basically about it's like a mythological kind of, you know, Scandinavian thing. And in Skyrim, dragons are like an ancient enemy. Huh. And there are these people called Dragonborn.
What are Dragonborns exactly?
Well, Dragonborns are people who slay dragons and then take their souls, and they learn words of power, which are basically kind of like a language that the dragons use.
It's like, what does it sound like?
Well, there's one that's a really famous shout. It's called Fusroda.
Oh.
And it's basically a shout.
It's a shout.
There's three words. It's a kind of power shout, I guess you could say. It's more about destruction. And there's three words in the shout. There's Fus and Ro and Da.
Oh. So you say that this is a sandbox game. Are there any enemies? And if there are there anything? Is there anything else but the shouts to defend yourself with?
Oh, yeah. Well, the enemies, there are bandits, there are these things called Draugr, which are basically zombies. That you can only find them underground. Dragons, obviously, is an enemy. But, yeah. And you can find weapons in... You can find weapons, you can be rewarded with them, you can buy them. And, yeah.
Can you give me an example of one of these weapons?
Well, just like a sword or something?
Yeah, anything really. Like
there's this one bow that I have. It's called the Orcish Bow of Frost. It's pretty cool.
What does it do?
It basically, the arrows kind of freeze your enemy, make them slower. And there's also like a magic you can use. You can, there's like healing magic, you can heal yourself. There's also, like, destruction magic, which is, like, you can kind of cast lightning on your enemy and cast fire, which is pretty cool.
This sounds like a really fun game. What would you rate it, 1 out of 10?
Probably 9.5.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Clash.
Yeah.
See you later, everyone.
Well, thank you, guys, and I definitely want to hear more about those dragon spells.
Yeah.
That's right up my alley. I need to cast more dragon spells, but thanks. One day you'll have your own full game show.
Yeah.
All right. And we're going to switch it out with a little noise in between to cast out all the spells, disperse all the spells.
Okay, cool.
All right.
See you later.
Thanks. All right, so who do we have now? The studio has seamlessly switched from one to the other.
Well, I'm Simon. I'm here with Sylvana May, and we're giving you a segment.
All right. We are ready. One of my main drives in life.
Yes, I think it's all one of our main priorities to survive.
All right, so, Simon, do you consider yourself prepared for any disaster that might come your way?
I think so.
So, do you consider yourself a professional survivalist or just a kid who's interested in surviving?
Well, I'm a survivalist. I'm not really professional. I'm a young survivalist.
Yeah. Tell us about some of your best skills you use to survive.
Well, I'm pretty good at starting fires. I can start a fire from a pocket knife and a nail. So that's a pretty good skill to have. I'm good at, like, hunting and tracking and cooking and climbing.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Do you feel like in a real emergency, if you were all alone and you didn't have any access to 911, you would panic immediately, or would you stay calm and know what to do?
Well, I would know what to do. I wouldn't really stay calm, but I would know what to do.
All right. Do you rely on 911 for most of your emergencies?
Well, I think if it's the kind of emergency where, like, If it's kind of emergency where, like, I don't know, what kind of emergency are you talking about here?
Let's say an earthquake or an avalanche.
Earthquake or avalanche. Well, it would depend. I think if I was, like, I think I would probably call 911 to have, if I was, like, trapped or something, to have a search party come rescue me. But in the meantime, I would probably not really worry about them coming or not. So.
Right. Do you have any tips for the listeners?
Well, I think keep a calm head. Don't panic unless it's an avalanche. In that case, just run. Or a mudslide. Try to conserve energy also, and try to conserve food if there's limited supplies of either. Or yeah. Okay.
Salvain, do you feel prepared for any disaster that you might face in any case?
A little bit of no and a little bit of yes.
Okay.
Sort of.
Do you consider yourself a real skilled survivalist, or are you just a kid who's interested in the subject?
A little bit of both.
Do you have any really special skills that have helped you to survive in the past?
Yes.
Could you tell us a few of them?
Sure. Well, I'm really good at hunting and gathering. I'm a really good cook. My mom's a professional chef.
No kidding, so it's mine.
Mine too. Well, she was one.
Yeah, okay. And I'm a little bit of a rock climber, not that experienced.
Yeah.
And pretty much it.
Do you feel like you'd panic in a serious emergency without anyone or any equipment or access to 911?
Oh, wait. I can make a bird sound. Want to hear?
All right, so...
Didn't really sound like a bird.
Do you think you would panic?
A little.
If he's falling off a cliff, you just got to change the subject.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for the listeners?
Well, stay calm unless you're in avalanche. In that case, run as fast as you can.
Just like
do
I
not,
said.
Do
Copycat.
Not, do not stay in place. Just
okay.
Or climb a tree. Climb a tree.
Also, during a zombie apocalypse, the first thing you need to do is run promptly to the radio station and give us all of your money.
Right, and make sure we're here to, you know, receive it.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, so, May, do you consider yourself a little girl interviewing people or an actual survivalist?
I'm a little girl interviewing people, but I do have one or two skills.
Great, like what?
I'm really good at escaping from fires, and I learned that stop, drop, and roll is so old-fashioned. Nowadays, you use a cornstarch to disperse the flames.
Yeah. You know, I think they're just, like, fact where, like, oh, look, it's a tiny little fire, let's go. I think if it's, like, small enough, then, like, okay. Like, if it's not, like, a roaring fire in your house, try and put it out. But if it's too big, then just... Yeah, get out and call 911. But do you yourself rely on 911?
Yes, I do. If I had hypothermia, I don't think that I would. I guess so. I think I don't really like to rely on hospitals, even though I have to admit they do help me in some cases.
My little brother went to a hospital. We thought he had appendicitis, but turned out he just had some virus strain or something. I don't know. So, do you have any advice for the zombie apocalypse for the listeners?
I don't, but my...
I do.
But my advice for fires is stock up on cornstarch in your kitchen and stash a fire extinguisher near any curtains or closed doorways.
All right, Sylvain.
I have advice for a zombie apocalypse.
Like what?
Stay calm. If you're outside and don't have any house near you, if you, take whatever... could possibly smash a zombie's head or stab a zombie. And, do it. And if you're in a house, lock all your doors, lock all your windows. Try not to get killed.
Also, you know, we gotta go soon. But one last thing. People are always dissing the 22 caliber rifles for zombie apocalypses, but...
And I think you should stay away from killer viruses. Stay away from killer viruses and antibiotics. Okay, just, like, stay away.
Okay,
well, thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Simon,
Bye.
May,
Thank
and
you.
Sylvan. Thank you, and I will definitely
Bye.
Call you when the zombies come to my door because my cell phone
Great.
Will Bye. Work.
Great, Bye.
All right.
We're off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, we have a soul radio guy. Hello, welcome. Welcome to Kids Brain Radio.
Thank you. My name is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
And I have something like, if a zombie apocalypse happened, here would possibly be some good advice.
We're ready.
I know that before me, some other people were giving a little bit of advice on the zombie apocalypse. Do not believe them. The come to the radio station and give them all your money. Just a trick to get some money and locking all the doors that won't work. The zombies can break down the doors.
If you can't beat them, should you join them?
No. On no account give them any access to your brain.
How do you protect your brain, though? You just wear a helmet, or?
Well, do not stab them in the chest, because that pretty much only gets you closer to them, and it doesn't do anything to them. Possibly the best thing to do is, like, blow them up or something, because they may not... Well, alive isn't the right term for this. They aren't really alive, but it may be able. Well, they may not be exactly completely dead if you blow them up, but the pieces just... Well, you can't do much if you're just a pile of zombie ashes. And other than that, like, almost anything that can... But crushing their skull would possibly be a good tactic. They don't have very strong bones.
Or just don't make enemies with anybody, and then you won't have anything to fear.
Maybe.
Yeah,
but
you just don't want to make them mad, right?
Yeah. And partially, do not eat their flesh. It's poisonous.
I'm
to
glad.
Those of you who feel inclined to eat the flesh.
I'm glad you told me I have a bunch cooking on top of my stove right now, and I was going to go home and eat it. But because of you, thank you, I want to say I'm going to eat chicken pot pies instead. Well, I think we're definitely going to be much more prepared for this
yes.
zombie apocalypse. We have somebody on Sunday morning that also is preparing for the zombie apocalypse, so you should listen to our Sunday morning show.
Okay.
He's giving lots of information. Well, I want to say thanks. Thanks for the new information, and I'm glad you clarified about not coming to the radio studio and giving us your money, because that sounds like a trap to me, too.
Yeah.
All right, we have somebody else.
Ag, there's a head.
I know. It's just human. They're not undead. Don't worry.
I'm still leaving the radio station at the moment.
All right. Thanks.
Welcome.
All right. We're switching out. We're having a little drum protocol. Welcome.
Hi.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Kaylin.
Hey, Kaylin. I'm Matt.
Nice to meet
you.
Sam.
That's Sam.
Hi.
Hi. You like asking questions. We're going to turn the questions on you.
I got to talk. I'm ready for anything.
Well, I heard that you built a bobcat sculpture where people can fit inside of it. Tell me about it.
Well, I was new to town, and I really wanted to build something in town, so I had to think what would the town like me to build. And since the town was called Catskill, I thought if I built a big cat, maybe they would like it, and then I would meet a lot of people while I was doing it. And then if I didn't make it a good cat, then they would tell me to take it down. So it's been up for 3 years, and I met a lot of people. So and then other people have planted flowers, so that made other people happy. So that was kind of the cat project. So it's around the corner. You should go visit it.
I should. Another thing is, I know you are a person that spends a lot of time on the radio.
and that you build crazy things. To me, that seems like the difference between classical music and dubstep. What do you, is there, what do you have to say about that?
Like, well, the good thing is each day when you wake up, you can be somebody completely. There was this guy, Duchamp, his whole life was about contradicting himself. So if you say one day, I like turkey and I don't like chicken, you're allowed to switch the next day. So sometimes you can do complete opposite things the following day. But radio and building crazy things, they're both about being in the community, I guess, building the crazy thing in town and making crazy radio with people like you. And next thing you know, you might come help me build the next Bobcat. So that's the connection.
Yeah. Thanks.
Those are my questions?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks. Is it Kaylin?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Kaylin. Thanks for the questions. And, yeah, we'll make radio and build crazy things in the future.
Okay.
All right. You can talk into the mic. You can tell Sam what you want through the mic.
Turn down the music.
That's your entrance music. That's okay.
My name is Edmund, and I'm going to sing a song that's named Oh, Mr. Johnny Reback. There was a little Dutch boy. His name was Johnny Reback. He was a dealer in sausages and sauerkraut and speck. He made the finest sausages that you have ever seen. And one day he invented a wonderful sausage machine. Oh, Mr. Johnny Reback, how could you be so mean? I told you you'd be sorry for inventing that machine. Now all the neighbors' cats and dogs will never more be seen, 'cause they're all ground up to sausages in Johnny Reback's machine. One day the darn thing busted, he couldn't make it go. So Johnny Reback, he climbed inside to see what made it so. His wife was in a nightmare, and walking in her sleep. She gave the thing a heck of a yank, and Johnny Reback was meat. Oh, Mr. Johnny Reback, how could you be so mean? I told you you'd be sorry for inventing that machine. Now all the neighbors' cats and dogs will never more be seen, 'cause they're all ground up to sausages in Johnny Reback's machine. One day a little Dutch boy came walking in the store. He bought a pound of sausages and dropped them on the floor. And while the boy was waiting, he whistled up a tune. And all the little sausages went dancing around the room. Oh, Mr. Johnny Reback, could you be so mean? I told you you'd be sorry for inventing that machine. Dogs will never more be seen, 'cause they're all grown up to sausages in Johnny Reback's machine. Okay, that was the end of the song called Oh, Mr. Johnny Reback.
What happened to the whistling part? You guys can come back in.
It wasn't in there.
Oh, you took that part out? Yeah, you can come back in.
Yeah.
Piper, you want to say hi?
Hi.
Come on in. We went from silence. Thanks for the song. I will never, never play with that machine again. So what was going on while the rest of the show was being recorded?
We were just watching from the window.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you hear that last song?
Yeah.
Do you know what it was about?
No, I wasn't really listening.
I think it was about some kind of machine that ate cats and dogs. Anyway, we'll have to go back and listen to
like
the...
that.
You don't like it? You know how kids like to make those songs that are about all the missing cats and dogs in the neighborhood? You didn't know that?
No.
Okay. Well, that was one of them. What else? We only have 2 minutes left.
Well, if that machine grinds up cats and dogs, I know what I'm not doing.
What's that?
Letting my dog off the leash.
You shouldn't let your dog. Do you live in town here?
Yeah. We don't do it anyway because she's run across the road 3 times. So, because there's a dog that lives across the street and she goes over sometimes.
What kind of dog is it?
Our dog or the other dog?
Your dog.
Oh, she's a Brittany.
A Brittany? What kind of dog is a Brittany?
A Brittany is a pointer, kind of like a pointer, except pointers have long tails and then Brittanys have docked tails.
And what does your dog point at?
Pheasant. Well, since we have chickens, she chases them around.
Oh, and she has a cute little friend named Jet. We're taking care of him.
He's also a Brittany.
Yeah,
well,
he's also a Brittany.
We only have 1 minute left, but I want to tell all our listeners that to, you know, thank you guys, of course, Charlotte.